Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Occasionalists. Matt Pagel here once again, holding down the fort as we blast into a new month, leaving In the March of Minisodes behind. Thank goodness, as much fun as it was, I'm very happy to be on a more planned out separate schedule. A once a week, roughly speaking, although I guess this week you're going to get two episodes. One's just a primer, but more on a once a week kind of schedule, just for my own sanity. I'm very happy to be on a regular schedule again. But anyway, as I mentioned, we are out of March, and we're heading into April, which means we have a new theme. And in honor of one of my favorite podcasts, as what this whole entire year is, in honor of this particular podcast, we are going to be sipping some drinky poos. We're going to be knocking back a few while we discuss all sorts of things. Well, I guess not really a ton of things, but the thing being, the focus being on the drinks that we're going to be drinking. And we're also going to do some fun things with those drinks as well. So we're calling this Aperitif April. And an aperitif is just a drink. It's just something to get you, ready. You can look up more if you want to look more into the terminology behind aperitif, and I guess the etymology behind aperitif, go ahead and go for that. But basically it's just a drink. So Aperitif April, we are going to jock the, one of my favorites, it's the Sloppy Boys podcast. Wherein they very fun drinks podcast, where it's not just like a straightforward drink review, and they approach it from their side, where they are comedy writers, and they're comedy writers. They're formerly a sketch comedy group troupe. They're also an active touring band that does parody party rock songs and stuff like that. So they approach it from their sort of amateur, I guess you call it like their amateur appreciation level of drinks. Like they're not bartenders, they're not professional mixologists or anything like that. They're just people that enjoy a good beverage and enjoy partying with a good beverage. So very fun. Like I said, it's a very fun podcast. Blends their comedy, blends their music in a lot of cases. We even get some kind of fictional bits and sketch comedy bits that pop into the episodes. Very, very solid podcast all around, especially if you are interested in not just is this drink good or is this drink bad, but like, you get on the podcast, you get, not only do you get the full drink review and the taste review, you get a little history of it, right? Like you'll get, information as to like why the old fashioned is called the old fashioned. And I'll just go ahead and spoil that one for you. It's quite literally one of the oldest drinks, quote unquote. It wasn't like an official drink for a long time, but there was, it was a way to, when you ordered a drink, you would say, and this was going back to like the, 1800s, you would say, I want to drink the old, I want this liquor the old fashioned way, which is, essentially the baseline for an old fashioned. But it goes back, so it probably goes back to when we first began, masking and flavoring alcohol, period, just to make it more palatable. So like an old fashioned quite literally is like one of the first like true mixed drinks or cocktails, right? So you get that kind of history on stuff. You get the origins for some of these drinks and the time period from which they came from. Stuff that would have popped out of like the Fern Bar era, stuff that's new era, like some of these like really hyper. I guess the craft cocktail scene that's a little bit more popular now, but like with these really kind of wild like infusions, like jalapeno infused martinis and things like that from the new era. So you get a good mix of stuff that is old, stuff that is classic, and then things, stuff that you would think about, you think about like when you grew up watching, at least you're my age, you grew up watching movies and things where they're drinking Cosmopolitans and things like that. You get this whole mix of eras of drinks, which is really, really great. One of the big benefits to the way that they do the podcast, they'll do alternates on a drink or just simple adjustments to it. Maybe something comes out, you know, comes out too sweet for their liking. So like they cut back on the simple syrup, or they cut back on some kind of liqueur or something that's in it, because they just didn't like the taste of it this way. They also do like they'll do an alternate where like there's a full swap, right? Like for a lot of the drinks that a lot of drinks that you know, very often you can just swap out. Obviously, you can swap vodka into most anything, but like if something is dependent on bourbon, you're not into the harsher taste of bourbon, swap in brandy. A lot of those are same drinks that you would make with bourbon, you can make with gin, right? Like there's just a lot of those kind of adjustments and things that you learn along the way with this podcast, which is pretty great. Now, I think the most important thing with this particular podcast is that they don't always like the drink. It depends on the hosts. There's one host that's a little bit kind of like me. I'm much more open to just basically trying everything, anything and everything. And even some of the, I should say this, rarely do I get a drink where I'm just like, oh, I have to send this one back. I might not like it, but hey, I ordered it, so I'll go ahead and drink it. It's probably not that bad. But they don't always really like the drink. They have a scoring system that doesn't really make sense or really matter that much, but you can tell when they like a drink, when they enjoy it. But I think it is important to note that they just don't always enjoy the drink, which is good. You know, kind of gives you, you know, some insight into, you know, they'll also break down like why they don't like it. You know, if it's the taste, a lot of times it's the, you know, sometimes they make drinks that lack ice. Sometimes they make drinks that are just kind of very, very out there that they don't like. You know, whatever the reason is, they give you a little bit more of a breakdown other than, ooh, that's gross. It's like, okay, here's why I don't like it. This probably this ingredient. You know, I don't like things with, you know, they've done several champagne mixed cocktails. And one of the hosts just firmly does not like champagne. So, you know, he's never going to like those ones. So yeah, they get it. I think that's important. That's not just like which also kind of helps that they don't, they're not like sponsored by anyone in particular in terms of any of the alcohol companies or, breweries or, you know, mixed cocktail, makers or anything like that. They're not sponsored by anyone. They've done some collaborations before, but they're not sponsored by anyone. So you're not going to get like just essentially what amounts to like a 45-minute advertisement for something. I do enjoy also that they're flexible. You know, they can keep up with modern drink trends. Like they did a Borg once upon a time, which is called a blackout rage gallon. Very college thing to do to a gallon of vodka. I'm kind of underselling exactly what a Borg is, but they, you know, they're flexible enough to do that kind of stuff. They're flexible enough to pick up on some drinks of the moment. You know, like espresso martinis or Aperol spritzes, you know, they'll kind of jump in on that stuff. They jumped in on like this like signature Taylor Swift drink. So that's good. Plus their own creations are pretty interesting. Either in that they're simplistic, but you know, good, like, oh, I never really thought about doing that before, putting these two things together, or they turn out bizarre, or in some cases they are just they're just like the lowest sort of like passing the bar as a cocktail. So it's fun. Like they have a lot of fun with like the stuff that they're doing. They'll even branch out and do non-alcoholic drinks. Like they've done an episode just on the Arnold Palmer, the iced tea lemonade combination. They've done an episode on water, believe it or not. They've done an episode on non-alcoholic beers too. So they'll branch out and get into all of that stuff. Besides, there's more to it than just the drink reviews and the breakdowns of those drinks. So it's a really fun podcast to kind of to get that drink information, but also just like have a few laughs along the way as well. Now, the one thing that we're not going to be doing on any of these episodes, don't think of this as like us glorifying getting tanked. And, you know, getting real fucked up. That's really not the goal. The goal is to really put it more, put everything more into the perspective like that we are trying these drinks. We want to give like the full taste test review. We're probably going to get a little bit drunk along the way as it happens. And I'm sure there'll be some discussion about drinking, and some rougher times when we were younger. Depending on, I'm trying to secure a couple of co-hosts for at least one episode. So it depends, but we'll see how that works out exactly. But so it's not like a glorification of getting fucked up. That's certainly not what we're going to be talking about. It's just going to, again, going to be more right down the middle. Here is what we did with the drink. Here's how it tastes. How are we going to go ahead and make adjustments on it? You know, what will we swap out? How are we going to change it? Whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. But we're also going to have a little bit more fun with it. We are going to pair every single drink that we do is going to be paired up with three things. And those three things are a singular song, an entire album, and then a movie. You know, we're going to try to stay on theme with the drink as much as possible with our pop culture selections. So, you know, if we're doing some kind of, you know, some kind of rum, you know, some kind of tiki drink, you know, mix, you know, like a rum tiki drink kind of deal. You know, probably the song selections, you know, we're going to maybe try to get some reggae going for a song selection. Maybe then you'd go to some kind, you know, maybe a Bob Marley album or something like that. And then finish off with, you know, some movie that takes place in the tropics, right? Like, that's how we're going to try to, in the same way that you would try to pair food that is, you know, that agrees with the, you know, the palate of a drink, we are going to similarly pair our pop culture palate along with the whatever drink that we happen to be covering. So that's going to be a real fun part with it. I've already recorded an episode, and I can tell you I had a lot of fun doing that. So that was very good times. And it's going to be, I think obviously it's going to turn into a playlist, right? It has to. Similarly, there's going to be no bad ideas for alternates or adjustments. I'm already kind of picking a few cocktails that original cocktails for an episode, and I'm already sort of planning like what their alternates are going to be and what I'm going to swap out. And I have a feeling one is not going to taste very good, but that's all right. That's the name of the game, right? No bad ideas. No bad ideas. And just to sort of wrap it up here, we're going to cover some stuff that already exists. We're going to be covering more than just mixed drinks. We're going to be covering some beers. We are going to have some original drinks thrown in the mix as well. So it's going to be a good mix of everything. I'm certainly looking forward to the, original episode, but I am looking forward to all of these episodes. It's, well, as I mentioned, already recorded one, and it was a lot of fun. So, set a good tone there. So I'm really excited to dive into this month with everyone out there. It should be a lot of fun. So that's it. This is just a little primer episode. What are we moving into now? Not quite 15 minutes. A little primer episode. It's going to come out for you tomorrow. And then, every Friday this month, the new episode will be up. So, that's what's going on. That is what's going on this month with Aperitif April. So, if you're interested in drinks, you know, this is definitely going to be the podcast you want to tune into. You know, if you want some new drink ideas, some, maybe you just want to revisit some old ideas. Maybe you want to try out that beer, like I said, there's already a review in the tank. Maybe you want to try out some beers or something. So I don't know. I'm really excited to see where this whole month, goes. So, that's it. That's it for the primer. We will see you on Friday with our first episode. And it is multi-themed and of current times. So on Friday we will be taste testing Eclipse beers. That's right. We're going to be getting some beers ahead of the eclipse. The last eclipse that we will see in. That will be broadly seen in North America until 2045. And then if you are in my area, if you're in the Cleveland area, it is the last eclipse that you will see for 420 years will be the next one. So I don't think any of us are going to make that one. So in honor of the eclipse, we're going to be reviewing some eclipse/space-themed beers on Friday. So we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Catch you on the flip side.